So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Playoff edition of Thirsty Thursday here, Buffalo Wild Wings. Shout out to our good friends at Bud Light and Buffalo Wild Wings who helped put this together. We just heard from the head coach, DeMeco Ryans. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we will hear from the quarterback, C.J. Stroud, as they get ready for this Pittsburgh game. Clint, he talked about a lot there. What things kind of jumped out as we kind of recap what DeMeco had to say there?
Well, you know, for me, it's pretty simple, man. It's the Pittsburgh pieces. We know about the Texans and who they are, right? I mean, the Reed is back, and they're going to evaluate him this week and kind of see how that safety position looks. That's one thing that he came out of the box. But when you look at to me, what DeMeco had to say about the running backs, I think are a big deal here with the Pittsburgh Steelers and kind of how we handle them. Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Arthur Smith, the OC, they use their backs, I mean, as much as anybody in the league in the run game and the pass game. They're going to get them matched up on our linebackers, and DeMeco spoke about that. He talked about DK Metcalf being a big play guy, and really, if you look back this year with the Texans, the big play, the one or two big plays is kind of what swung games.
That's kind of been his career thing, yeah. And that's what DeMeco had to say there. All of his career, he's done a really good job of being a big play threat.
Yeah, that's his deal, man. So, it's those two pieces, and then Rodgers, you know, talking about Aaron Rodgers. I just think Aaron Rodgers is a bigger piece of this of – as we talked about yesterday, the guys that have been able to execute and deliver the football from inside the well, inside the pocket, the guys that have been able to avoid the negative plays and not try to extend plays when there's no chance against this defense, those are the guys that have at least kept their team in games against the Texans. And so, you know, I think those three things on the offensive side of the football, and then he mentioned the three interior guys on their defense. You know, we've talked a lot about big boy in the middle.
Well, Cameron Hayward.
I don't know why I keep wanting to call him Metcalf. Hayward. We've talked a lot about him, and he gets a lot of the attention, rightfully so. But, you know, to hear DeMeco say it, you know, there's a couple of other guys inside there that are super, super disruptive. And so, you know, I think that against our interior offensive line, I think DeMeco speaking specifically to the matchups that I think are going to end up dictating this game.
Yeah, 95 for them pops on the screen on the inside.
Yeah.
He's been out there that's made some plays. I thought what he talked about, and I would say the Texans have been pretty good at this for the most part of this, like the majority of the season, but there have been some games, and there was one recently against the Raiders that this crept up. As he said, they got to tackle. He talked about that specifically in that they've got to get these guys on the ground, what he said. They've got to tackle. Remember that Raiders game, Ashton Jeanty broke a couple of tackles and had the real big run where he broke a lot of tackles and got some yards. And on that one, that particular play scored a touchdown. But this is something really big because they're big on Gainwell, even their tight end. Jonnu Smith is somebody they do this with. Warren, they're big on run after the catch. Right? They use – DK down the field, but then those other guys like Alston and their running backs, Jonnu Smith. You'll see Jonnu Smith line up as in Wildcat. You'll see him just line up. I saw them just do a toss sweep last week with Jonnu Smith in the backfield.
Yeah.
And he can be tough to get down on the ground. Tackling is a big deal because that seems to be the bulk of their offense outside of down the field to DK Metcalf. So that is, I'm guessing the way he spoke about that, a big emphasis for the Texans this week.
Yeah. Look, I mean, it's got to be. It's been the boogeyman.
And it's how they have, the Steelers have
been
successful.
Yes, and it's literally, I mean, I would say Aaron Rodgers still today is, when it comes to those, you know, throwing the ball on time, anticipating, being accurate down the field, and being able to stretch the field, he's as good, if not better, than anybody they faced at that particular part of it. Being on time. Now, obviously, he's not Josh Allen, but being on time and laying the ball in zones and laying the ball over the top accurately, and I mean, that is what he is is really, really good at. And so, yeah, I agree with you, Ron. That is it's all the things that we – that because, look, the headliner here for the Texans is clearly the defense, right? So, I mean, we can talk about the offensive issues all day long, but reality is with the offense is don't turn it over. Don't take sacks. I would like for you to have some answers for pressure, even if those are just immediate answers, right? The offense, we've talked to death. Really, it's about the defensive issues and how bad are they. Do you look up and it's a Seattle deal and it's 14-0 in the first quarter, right? Do you look up and it's a Indianapolis deal and they scored 17 points in the first half? I mean, those kind of situations, I think, are going to be – that's how the Texans get in trouble in the playoffs. If they avoid those kinds of situations – then I think there's a real chance they could make a deep run here. If not, whether it's first round or Super Bowl, they're going to have a real problem with that. With if that defense gives up a couple of big ones early.
Yeah. Speaking of what you just talked about, he later talked about C.J. Stroud, and hey, he's got to play the game. Play the game we've been playing. He said, "Got to play the game we've been playing. Play well. Don't turn the ball over." I wonder when he says of C.J. Stroud in this season, the 2025 now into the 2026 season. When he says play well for CJ, I wonder what that means in his mind.
I think he said it right there, didn't
turn
he?
Turn the ball
don't
over.
Don't turn the ball – immediately don't turn the ball over. It's
that's
not
what – that is what – because I don't think that was what playing well for CJ Stroud was 2 years ago.
No.
Like that when he would say playing well, right? Play the way we've been playing so we know how they've been playing, and don't turn the ball over. Those are the two things he said around.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not real sure if that's C.J. Stroud's thought of playing well right now, opinion of playing well right now. I think he's having to do some real mental struggling here to learn how to really tone things down and play in that don't turn the ball over, minimize mistakes approach. And boy, you hope it just doesn't handcuff the guy that you know he can be.
Yeah, but I will say, in this game, it does feel like if they do that, the way their defense has played and is capable of playing and capable of what they could do to the Steelers, we've seen the Texans' defense really control better offenses and better weapons than what the Steelers have. So if they're able to do that, maybe in this game that may be enough. For CJ to just don't turn the ball over, play like we've been playing, that may be enough in this game. All right, you talked about DK Metcalf, their weapons, and this brings me here, Clint, with the Texans' top weapon. And we've had conversations throughout the year, and this is money time now, Clint. And this is now you got to have your guys. Clint, this just cannot be a game where Nico Collins is not heavily involved. This just cannot be a game where Nico Collins is taken out of this game. This can't be one of those, you know, 3-4 catch, 2-4-5 target games.
Yep.
Like it is. There's got to be some forcing. There's got to be. This has to be. And we've watched the Steelers. I mean. The Ravens got the ball to Flowers, their big play guy for multiple big plays in that game. He had 138 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. They played the Browns earlier this year, Clint. When you think about the Browns, like who you want to get the ball to? Gibbs and St. Brown. They got 19 targets between the two of them. They're able to get the ball to their guys. This cannot just be a Nico has helped the offense via a decoy and helping others. It's also got to be him being productive. They just cannot allow Pittsburgh to easily take him out of the game. We've seen many times this year.
Well, I agree with you. Hell, you're talking about a dead horse that's been beaten by me. That's for damn sure one of them. But that is, you know, that's another big part of not just the Pittsburgh game, but this is another big part of the Texans in the playoffs.
Their run, yeah.
The Texans, we said it from jump, is you know, it's I think there's some good things can happen sporadically throughout a regular season that may give you the belief that Higgins is ready to be a guy that can separate versus man, that can win in big moments, and that Christian Kirk has done it in the past. And so he had a little flurry of a couple of games, I think, throughout the seasons. Knowles flashed, and you know, but reality sets in, and you know, in big time moments, there's a reason why great offensive minds are in that, from that process of think players, not plays, right? We are heavy, heavy in, we're going to think plays. We're going to think plays. What kind of plays? They take away Nico. What plays are getting these other guys open? And I just don't know. Now, I may be wrong, but I've said it all year long. I just don't know that you're going to be able to win in the playoffs without making Nico Collins a priority. I don't know if the supporting cast is good enough. There is no Diggs. There is no Tank Dell, right? There is no Brevin Jordan to give you the explosive plays throughout a game potentially. You've got a tight end that is a really good security blanket that he's been really good this year, but he's not going to be a guy that's going to separate and make explosive. Even in the tight end world, you know, we've seen a couple of explosive tight ends this year. He's not an explosive guy that's going to change the game. The way he changes the game is, you know, 8 or 9 catches, converting third downs. He's not a guy that's going to go out there and change the game with explosives. And so Nico Collins is the guy that –
And they've got nobody over there that can hold him.
Who, Nico, you talking about?
Yeah, they got. Yeah. I'm talking about Pittsburgh. They got nobody over there like that. Their secondary, listening to In the Loop earlier, they had a guy from Pittsburgh on. Their secondary has come on in the second half. And Joey Porter Jr. is a good player. But they ain't got – man, they ain't got nobody over there that can hold him.
Yeah.
Especially fire, to what you're saying, if you make him a priority, if you're saying like we're walking in here, man – like I don't know if he will, but damn it, Nico Collins is going to have every opportunity to make an imprint on this game, and not just because they got a safety over the top, and we can get Jalen Noel or Christian Kirk on some one-on-ones that can help. No, like because in this game, if Aaron Rodgers has the ability to stand up, I bet you Kenneth Gainwell and DK Metcalf are going to get a lot of targets. Mm-hmm. They're going to attempt to get the ball to those two guys because those have been his guys. I don't know if Nico Collins will get 6 targets.
Well, here's,
at least. He should get 9 or 10.
Well, here's the deal, right? Is I think this is a lot like defensively. We talked about Stingley yesterday. I think this is a lot about. You start the game. I mean, it's who you are. It's your identity. We can like it or not like it, cuss it, discuss it, whatever you want to do. At the end of the day, it's who they are, right? You start the game, and if they start shading towards Nico like they've done, and Dalton Schultz and Higgins and Noel and Kirk and Woody and everybody else is eating and you're moving the football, then you just stay in structure and you keep rolling. The fear or the concern – or what we need to look out for is the minute that this team can take away Nico and then the others aren't good enough to sustain drives or to convert in the red zone, then it's got to be, all right, Nick, all right, Kaylee, what are you going to do now with Nico so that they can't get a bead on him?
Because it causes CJ to have to hold the ball a tick, which brings in the strength that they're – and that's what we've kind of seen in the second half.
Yeah.
Like you said it before, like – putting a safety over the top of Nico is too easy to take him out of the game.
Right.
Like, that's just – and that seems like we've seen that a few times. Someone texted in, if the Texans win, it will not be because of their offense. Their defense will be the key. Oh, I agree they are leading the way and driving the bus. But, like, the more that they're able to get from the offense, the more margin of error they have in these games. And the more that they're able to get to their offense, the more that they get – to do what they do well,
right?
And Nico has to be heavily involved in that. Has to be heavily involved.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, someone texted, Ron, it's been 17 games with this offense. You know. Ocho, no, I know, but don't mean we – hey, they can turn a leaf here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look –
But the thing is, we've seen it, though. We've seen him get heavily – obviously, the one that comes to mind is with Davis Mills against Tennessee, where somehow – I don't know if it was Davis or Nick. Somebody just said, to hell with it. I'm just going to throw it to Nico every single time.
But we've also, Ron, seen him struggle in the red zone with zero creativity, and then the next time they're coming out with – again, the Dory Agumbawale Wildcat running the ball with Woody Marks outside.
Pitch, you know, we've pulling Ursaree.
Yeah, we've seen them. I mean, even some of the stuff that didn't work that they tried, the Nico Collins stuff,